If you had told an enterprising young investor half a century ago that, in the future, people would all carry around a device in their pockets with instant access to the sum of human knowledge, advice from a community of fellow traders, streaming news headlines and share prices, and the ability to buy and sell stocks, and even options for free with a few finger swipes, they would have salivated at the potential for profit. But instead of educating novices and allowing young people to build up capital, the loudest voices on social media and the slickest trading apps are helping Generation Z and millennials give their elders, victims of the dot-com bust and housing crash, stiff competition when it comes to stupid financial mistakes. Like them, they are also lining the pockets of already rich men in the process, just in a less apparent way. You need a solid grasp of human psychology, which has hardly changed in the last 50,000 years, to dissect a financial mania. But you can't understand the GameStop squeeze and the way that the newest generation of investors behaved without also knowing how a handful of smartphone-based apps developed in the last decade or so work. They have evolved at record speed, and through a combination of natural selection and intelligent design, have become very good at holding the attention of our hunter-gatherer brains and focusing them on things that make other people money. Those happy with and profiting from the new face of personal finance argue that the likes of Robinhood and Reddit are just more convenient forms of services that have been around forever, warts and all. After all, people have been trading stocks and exchanging often misleading messages about them on the internet for a quarter of a century now. Before that, they traded over the phone or in person and got dubious advice from tipsters. Financial manias and panics are as old as markets. The usual prescription is more and better investor education, though there is little evidence that it is effective. The meme stock squeeze delivered a wake-up call to everyone. Even as it was still going on, furious politicians called hearings, movie studios raced to ink deals for GameStop movies, and hedge funds scrambled to hire data scientists to scour social media so they could get in early on the next mania, or at least stay out of harm's way. There may be nothing new under the sun when it comes to investing or stock tips, but the hyper-connected, algorithmically enhanced version is an order of magnitude more potent. It was strong enough to enrage Washington, inspire Hollywood, and rattle Wall Street. Knowing how Reddit and Robinhood work is key to understanding this story. Born of Silicon Valley. Reddit's Wall Street Bets subreddit and Robinhood got started within a year of one another, in 2012 and 2013 respectively. Their growth trajectories have been remarkably aligned, and the overlap in their users is significant. Packy McCormick, a former banker who blogs about popular culture and business strategy, observes that, by the start of the pandemic, being a member of the subreddit and being a Robinhood trader were practically synonymous. The terms both meant something like particularly risk-seeking retail YOLO trader. WSB fed off of Robinhood, and Robinhood fed off of WSB. Robinhood's growth mirrors Wall Street Bets almost perfectly. The forum's name tells you a lot about founder Jamie Rogozinski's vision for Wall Street Bets. He felt marginalized on some of the older, more staid investing subreddits, especially when he broached the subject of speculative trades or the use of derivatives, such as stock options. He wanted a place where people could discuss bets, not just investments. The technology behind social networks and trading apps might be revolutionary, but were the people on his forum and using Robinhood revolutionaries? Rogozinski shakes his head when asked if the forum's near takedown of major hedge funds was some sort of class war. He says that the ethos of the group was always to find profitable hacks or vulnerabilities. In this case, some members were sophisticated enough to understand the mechanics of short squeezes. So this is just a nice setup for them to get into it. And then, all of a sudden, it starts to gain traction. Everyone's cheering, starting to make a ton of money, and then all of a sudden, you know, boom, headline, these hedge funds are in trouble, he says. Then it turns into what appears in retrospect to be a movement. The intention was always to make money.